This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Hostgator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60. Wild Alaskan Seafood. Get Alaskan fresh salmon and seafood favorites delivered to your door. Get $15 off with code WILD15. NordVPN. Protect your IP address online. Get 77% off 3-year plans with code MMANUTS. Factor 75. Get healthy meals delivered to you. Get $25 off your first order using code MMA25. Defense Soap. The world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey fans, MMA Nuts, episode 455.
455!
My name is Inga Weigel.
Matt Groh, MMA Show. Byron fans, Florida fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Merry Christmas! Early.
Ho, ho, ho.
Bitches.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thanks.
In your Blackhawks jersey. You're festive.
That's why I wore it. They're the second worst team in NHL right now. Fire everybody. Just fucking fire everybody.
Would they get a high draft pick because of that?
Well, they got one last year because they got the number 3 overall.
That's good.
Because there was that lottery. I think they were supposed to get the number 11 pick, but there was a lottery. They ended up with the number 3. Sweet. They had a very low percent chance to get it, and they got it.
Nice.
So they got a guy. He's 18. He's on the roster right now. He's all right. But again, you got a lot of guys making a lot of money that are really old and not worth it. And then you can't have a team. You have really the two, probably two of the best goalies, or two goalies that are in the top 10. But that ain't going to help when you're letting up 40 shots per game.
Do we need two goalies that are really good?
Well, they did that in case one of them, who's had a history of concussions the last two seasons, has been out for like half of the year.
Okay.
You need to take precautions. So
maybe they could keep the goalie without the concussions.
And that's what I'm hoping. He's way younger,
yeah,
and way better.
Yeah.
So we'll see. You still gotta represent.
Yes, represent the Blackhawks.
Or Christmas.
Yes. Speaking of concussions,
yeah.
Shall we talk about the UFC 245?
Yeah. Let me say this: the pacing is dog shit. All right. Dog shit. You have 5 fights. And it ends at fucking 1 a.m. 1 a.m.
They don't care anymore
Central.
About that overage, dude.
No, and that's the problem with ESPN, because they're like, fuck it, man. Let's just jam the ads in, and we have all day. There's no, we got to get this thing finished by midnight. There's no rush anymore, so that's the problem.
Mm.
So I was saying, I might just not watch them the day of and just watch them the next day.
That sounds way better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch them on your pace. The problem is trying to avoid the internet in the time of, like, do you want to know or not know?
It's a blackout period. Wake up in the morning, have coffee,
whack breakfast.
Off.
Whatever it takes. You know?
And then watch some UFC.
Yeah.
It'd be nice and relaxed.
Not a bad idea.
You know? Get some of this, would you give me that black death magic coffee?
Yeah.
I'm afraid to drink this coffee.
10,000 milligrams of caffeine per serving or something.
What is it called?
Hold on. Well, there's Black Rifle and, like, death something.
Black Rifle coffee. And death by coffee.
Death wish
coffee that Mr. Mac got for me for Christmas, which if I don't make it for the next show, you will know why.
People can die from too much caffeine,
it's
remember?
It's possible. Oh, yes.
Oh, those energy drinks, I think the Red Bulls. And
oh, those people are up for like days.
Yeah.
3 days for drinking energy drinks. Not good for your
kicker. Not so much.
It's bad.
Did you see the salaries for?
Oh yeah, I was
you
gonna.
Got it?
I have it here. Yes. So it looks like Usman and Covington both making a half mil.
Yeah.
You got Volkanovski at 250, no win bonus. Holloway 350. Nunes got 450, including $100,000 win bonus. Jermaine Duranemi only 100,000.
That sounds about right.
Yep. Mahler and Moraes got 220, which is includes 110 win bonus. Jose Aldo making 400.
That's bang. Good
that's
for him,
money.
Man.
Uriah Faber got 250.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mike Perry.
Yan. What is Yan?
Yan.
He was 122 or something.
66 plus 66. Or, yeah. 132 grand plus $66,000 win bonus. And then Matt Brown got 160 grand, including an $80,000 win bonus.
Nice.
Ben Saunders only making 35K.
That sucks.
Which is crazy because he's been around forever. And then a lot of the guys on the undercard making more money than he does, which is weird. Vivian Araujo, 45,000.
Come on, man.
Jessica I got $96,000, including a $48,000 win bonus. So it seems like no love for Ben Saunders. Sad story.
Yeah, I don't like it.
She gets a little bit of love.
Yep.
You know who else got no love?
Cody Garbrandt?
Yes. Also, Colby Covington.
Oh.
No love. Can we talk about the main event?
Well, should we go with our scores? Let me give you our, we did predictions for the first time in like a long time.
Okay. How did I do?
You did good. I'm fucking real rusty. I used to be really good. I'm rusty. So okay. I was 5-7. 5-7. 5 right, 7 wrong. My worst showing ever, I think. I don't think I've ever been under 500.
You've never been under 500.
Magic 8 ball, 7-5. Oh. I fucking finally lost. I don't think I ever lost to Magic 8 ball. And then Ingo won with 8-4.
Yeah.
I think the first time.
Lucky ever. Horseshoe.
So we're going to keep doing the predictions. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
But it is what it is. As Max Holloway would say, it is what it is. And I don't know what it is.
Okay.
So yeah, let's talk about this. Kamaru Usman, Colby Covington.
What a battle, I have to say. Quite entertaining.
Sure.
If they beat the shit. It was like straight boxing, pretty much.
And credit the guys for zero takedown attempts, right? This is one of those ones, like, are we going to play fucking footsies, takedownsies, and
nope,
stand a bang.
Nobody wanted to wrestle.
I love it.
Even the corner was even telling Covington to take it down, and he's like, nah, I'm good.
Love it. Well, they're both having success, right?
Yeah. Well, they're... I want to ask you this question before mm-hmm. we break down the fight. Does it seem weird that Usman has so much cardio?
Well, it seems weird that both of them have so much cardio.
True. There's a lot of cardio in this fight.
And I would say, I would agree with you and say it's even weirder with Usman because he's throwing power with the amount of shots he throws. Yes. Covington is calculated. He's the pitter-patter style of the Nick and Nate Diaz, where it's 50-50-50, and then he'll slip like 100% in. But most of the time, he peppers you down.
Yes.
Or, so.
Never mind. okay, so.
Yeah?
I feel like, are we in agreement that the first two rounds go to Covington?
I made a note and I deleted it off. I think the first two were pretty close.
Yeah.
I think I wrote the third round was definitely for Usman. And then I think I stopped keeping track of scores. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, the fifth round was 100% Usman.
Yeah. Third round and fourth round, I think you could... Third round, definitely Usman. Fourth round, I think it was really close. I had it as three rounds for Covington, one round for Usman. I thought Covington won 1, 2, and 4. And lost 3.
I could give him 1 and 2, and I think 3, 4, 5 were all Usman.
Definitely 5 Usman. Obviously, yeah. He won the fight. But so let me give you the scorecards. So from the official scorecards after 4 rounds, one judge had it 3-1 for Usman. Yep. Another judge had it 3-1 for Covington, and then the third judge had it a draw, which means that the potential for going to a draw and if this thing went the distance is extremely high.
Yeah.
So
100%.
Do you want to talk about what happened in the fight at all before I ask you this question?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, the other thing is, so we also had an eye poke from Covington.
Yes.
And then a questionable groin kick from Covington.
That was not a groin
kick. It was
kick.
On the waistline. But the point I need to make again is two fouls. In the ref's eyes, right or wrong, it's two fouls. Why are we not taking off a point, at least for one of them? Again, I think you take point off for any foul, regardless of accidental or not, because it has an effect on the fight.
It does. Well, I think Goddard did a great job with the eye poke. I thought he was, like, super active. He was talking to the doctor, talking to Usman. Like, everything was handled really well. And I felt like he kind of just thought, like, okay, fuck this. Get back to the fighting. Let's go. Like, he was kind of like, let's do this thing. I thought he did fine with that part.
Take the point.
Really?
Take the point.
I don't think you need to.
You make a foul. Take the point. Because then if you're a fighter, why aren't you poking the other guy in the eye every single time, like Jon Jones? Why aren't you kicking the guy in the groin
totally unintentional.
Every single time? But, I mean, you can make it look unintentional because you know, one, you're going to gain an advantage. Two, they're not going to take a point off.
I see.
You know, what was the other fight with, was it not on this card, but last week when it was Rothwell and Struve, right? Fucking kicks him in the balls twice.
Yep.
Come on, man. I think the second one, I don't remember if he took a point off. Now I'm trying to bring that up as a point, but fucking A. I'll just say this.
I thought he did, but I could be wrong.
I think first foul, take a point, regardless of what it is.
The first foul?
Yes, when it comes to groin shots and eye gouges, because you are severely impaired from either one.
Okay.
So, when was it? End of round three, Covington goes, I broke my jaw! Mm-hmm. I broke my jaw! And what did his corner tell him? They just fucking ignored him, right? They're like, whatever.
We don't care. No one acknowledged it.
No. And after the fight, they said it was a non-displaced midline mandible fracture. And people are saying that just means you need to eat soft food and take some ibuprofen. So it's like not a big deal. Because I know a lot of people are like, oh my God, he broke his jaw and he continued fighting.
Yeah.
He's such a warrior. I don't know. It can't feel good.
Soft food and take ibuprofen?
For like a day or two.
A day or two?
I don't know. It may be longer than that. Maybe like 3 days.
The thing is this. Usman was freaking lighting him up, though. Like, he was really accurate with those power punches. That's a lot of damage that was taken by Covington.
Yeah, his face was a fucking mess after the fight.
So.
And then when we get into, was it like round five? I'm just trying to play this out in my head. Besides them beating the piss out of each other, the other thing I want to say is, like, Usman, not a lot of head movement. So he was getting tagged too, but again, not 100% power on all of Colby's shots. Do we want to talk about the stoppage? So,
yes.
Like, round five, Usman drops him twice.
Sure.
And then there's like a flurry of punches. It looks like a lot to the back of the head.
Back of the head and to the shoulder. And Covington was not, like, he was trying to do, he was covering up. I felt like he didn't think he was in trouble. Like, you know, and it's a title fight. You can't, like, you can't stop it on that. He didn't look like he was in danger. I don't even think Goddard said anything to him. I listened to it with headphones, and I did not hear him say anything like, hey, I need you to fight out of this. I need you to do it. Nothing was said. He just decided to stop it randomly. I think it's way early stoppage.
Well, I'll say it looked like Colby wanted out because he wasn't doing anything. And I think it was a late stoppage. I think they should have stopped it when he got dropped the first time.
Oh, wow.
Because Colby wanted out. He wanted out. He wanted out so bad, as soon as he lost, he ran out of the fucking octagon.
He was pissed.
It's like Forrest Griffin, right? Yeah. Like, I'm out.
Yeah. It's Anderson Silva, right?
Yeah.
Got tagged up. But I think in a title fight, you got to let that go longer. There's no way that both guys are tough, scrappy. It just didn't. It seemed way early to me. Like, they should have. I don't know.
But nothing's gonna change if he keeps letting it go. He's in that position too, where there's a minute, maybe a minute left. Is he gonna get up?
Maybe.
I doubt it. He's only gonna absorb more. And if he already got dropped twice, I'm okay with that stoppage. Yeah. I still think it was.
This is a first, man.
Well. Wait. You're saying you want Colby Covington to take more punishment?
Turning a new leaf for 2020? Is this what's happening?
I usually like people to take a lot of punishment, but this is one of those ones I'm like, didn't bother me. When I watched it, I'm like, he got dropped twice. He took a good 10 shots, potentially 5 illegal.
To the shoulder, the back
whatever.
Of the head.
Nothing's going to change.
Anything, you should have taken a point for that.
I'm just glad it got stopped, because if we go to the judges' scorecards, fuckery is ensuing for sure.
I think Covington wins. If that happens,
it wouldn't be out of the ordinary, because there was one fight where we'll talk about later. I clearly scored it for one guy and the other guy won. So,
hey.
And then I just want to say, people are savages because of the stuff. You know, Covington kind of warrants this when someone goes full heel and then they lose. So someone posted this picture. It says, make my jaw work again. And it's like Colby Covington and stuff is Make America Great Again. Wow. And there's so many memes with him and
Trump,
like his jaw and whatever. So,
yeah.
So after this fight, I think one of the fights they make is probably Covington versus Woodley, because that was the fight that they were trying to make for a while. It was like all this shit talking. And then, you know, Woodley, I think his last fight is still that horrific loss to Usman.
Oh, yeah.
So they're both off of losses to Usman. So just fucking pair those guys up, because I want to say they're both ranked number one and two. Yeah, Woodley's ranked number one. Colby Covington's ranked number two as of today.
That makes sense.
But then what do you do with Usman next? Dana White was talking. He wants to make Usman versus Masvidal. And I'm not hype with that. I'm like, fuck, why put Masvidal in against some wrestler? Because you know Usman's going to wrestle fuck Masvidal.
Yeah.
And like, that's how you beat Masvidal. I don't want to see it.
Usman, Masvidal.
Because I'll list out the top 10, because top 10 is weird at welterweight. One is Woodley, two is Covington, three Masvidal, four Leon Edwards, five Rafael Dos Anjos, six Damian Maia, seven Ponzinobbio, eight Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, nine Nate Diaz, 10 Anthony Pettis. It's a weird lineup, and I don't, like, the guy I would want him to fight isn't currently on the roster.
McGregor?
A GSP.
Ah, the GSP.
I kind of want GSP to come back to fight this guy, but I don't know if that's fair to either guy, but, like, that's the fight that seems to intrigue me the most when I look at that top 10, because I don't know. Woodley, he just fought. Covington, well, the last two fights are Woodley and Covington. Masvidal doesn't make sense. Leon Edwards.
Yeah.
Mm. Rafael Dos Anjos.
Nope.
Can't put Damian Maia in.
No.
I mean, it just doesn't make sense to go down the line.
It does not. Tough one.
Fuck it. Just Nate Diaz. That's fine. Nate Diaz, Usman. That ain't going to work out well for Diaz, but.
I don't think so, yeah. Maybe you can out cardio him somehow. Take the most punishment. Make him tired from hitting him in the face.
Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
That ain't going to work out for him either, so. Shit. All right, we'll move right along. All right, I gotta take a sip. I gotta get deep.
Into what? More.
The other fights on the card. Oh, okay.
Go ahead. He's getting deep, folks.
All right, so the fight before that, we have Amanda Nunes and Jermaine Durandamy. I don't remember the order, but Jermaine Durandamy was beating Amanda Nunes in the stand-up to the point that it made Amanda Nunes the fucking wrestler, which is crazy. And Nunes looked a little soft in this fight, and I don't know if that's because she fought at 45, and now we're going back to 35, so weird, you know, weight cut and fluctuation, but there was some back and forth in this, and there was a point where Jermaine had like a weird triangle locked up on Nunes, but Nunes ended up getting out of it. And it was mostly just Nunes trying to grab her, take her down, and ground and pound her. But then there's also this weird scenario where it looks like Nunes wants to get up kicked, knocked out. Because she keeps, like, Jermaine's on her back, Nunes is standing up, and every time she approaches, like, the up kick is just missing. And then one time it lands and fucking rocks her. I'm like, why does she keep approaching the same way?
Scary.
Because Jermaine's got super long limbs, like a Stefan Struve kind of like long limb. And it was a decision. It was a tough fight for Nunes because she could not get that fucking overhand right to land flush as she wanted to, because Jermaine is a solid kickboxer, but I don't know. I wasn't impressed with either one in that performance. So we had that fight, Max Holloway versus Alex Volkanovski.
Surprising.
You picked that one, right? Because you never know what Holloway is showing
crazy,
up.
He's crazy, man.
You know, I don't know if it's the stronger, bigger guy. Like when he fought Poirier, that was a fucking hard fight. And this is the same thing, Volkanovski. And every time they talk about Volkanovski, they say, oh, this guy used to fight rugby. He was like 230 when he played rugby. He was like 240. He was like 340 pounds. Like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? Here's a 145-pound guy saying he played rugby, and he's 100 pounds heavier? 200 pounds? What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's like Nate Diaz. He weighs 300 pounds. He's 7'8" or whatever, but I'll just say the amount of leg kicks that Volkanovski landed was baffling. And to the point where Holloway had to switch stances. And Holloway could just not get his game plan on. He could not get off. And during this fight, I wrote this down. It sounded like a gaggle of women screaming like they are giving birth to chickens. So I don't know what the fuck was going on in the crowd during this fight, but maybe Tyron Woodley's mother was in the crowd. It was out of control.
Come on, Tyrone.
And the total amount of leg kicks, they said it was something like 70 leg kicks that Holloway ate.
Whoa.
Like, his legs were fucked up.
That's a lot of leg kicks.
And then Aaron Bronstetter tweeted this out. He says, leg kicks landed by Jose Aldo in his UFC career, 93. Leg kicks landed by Volkanovski against Aldo and against Holloway, 122.
Whoa.
That's the amount of leg kicks. So you could average that and just say 61
per
fight. This one, I think, was 70, but fuck, man. And then, you know, Volkanovski gets the unanimous decision. Dana White says he wants to do a rematch.
Why?
Between these guys and Australia. I don't understand. It's like anytime a champion loses, they always want to do an immediate rematch.
Immediate rematch.
It does not warrant it. It does not. Moving right along. Jose Aldo, Marlon Moraes. Moraes running the whole fight, pretty much. And Moraes looked tired halfway through.
From all the running?
Round two, yeah. And, you know, I thought there was going to be a speed advantage for Marlon. No speed advantage. And Jose looked really good, and it looked like a shit game plan from Marlon. And I scored the fight 2-1, Jose Aldo. I thought Jose Aldo won that fight. I had it 1-2 for Aldo, 3 for Marlon. And it ends up going to fucking Marlon Moraes.
Yeah.
I thought Jose won the fight. I thought it was clear. And I think Jose threw one leg kick.
Wow.
Again, I don't know. He doesn't use his best weapon.
No.
And I don't know if it's because he saw Anderson Silva break his fucking leg. But I swear to God, he doesn't want to throw it anymore. And then Henry Cejudo says he wants to fight Jose Aldo.
Okay.
And Dana White seemed okay with it. And I think the most surprising thing is he actually had energy, and he looked fucking great at 135. And I think that was probably one of the most surprising things on the card, next to Volkanovski winning. Peter Yan versus Rafa Faber. Let's just say this. That's fucking disrespectful, Peter Yan. You can't be down a legend in a sport like that.
No. It's a one-sided destruction.
Yeah, it was like a dance-off in the first round. It was fucking pissing me off. Your eyes running around. Yan gets the KO win, and like, here's what Faber looks like afterwards, and
ouch.
It ain't good.
Nope. Time to retire, my friend.
Well, he says he's going to take a little time off, and then he wants to come back at, like, 41. And he wants to come back at 42.
Just every year?
Yeah.
One fight?
Well, if you're making $250,000, why not?
Okay.
But maybe let's not put him against the number four guy.
Okay.
Because that guy looks like a world beater.
Maybe number 12.
Yeah.
Or 9.
So, whatever. Something. And then Matt Brown with the win, right? We talked about that.
Yes, we did.
All right, what do you got going?
News?
Yes.
Well, there's a fight coming up that we all are interested in, McGregor versus Donald Cerrone.
Yes.
And it looks like Donald Cerrone is going to be working with our friend Duke Rufus ahead of this fight, which is interesting to me. Why do you think he's choosing to do that?
Because he knows he doesn't have to fuck around on the... He doesn't have to wrestle, right? He doesn't have to jiu-jitsu. He needs the strike. If I was him, I would fucking go for the takedown. But
yeah,
this is one of those fights where he's too proud to go to the ground. Because, I mean, in some people's eyes, that's the sissy way to fight, is to take a guy down. Because you're not man enough to knock him the fuck out. So
yeah,
this is going to be one of those classic fights. And I still don't think it's going to help him. I still think he gets knocked out in the first round.
Yeah, he gets wild, and he starts slow, and Connor's very precise right from the get-go. So it's like, how many shots is he going to eat before he wakes up, you know?
Right,
and then he might be waking up on the ground.
Yeah.
It's a tough call.
And did you see the poster? Like, here's the probably one of the worst posters I've ever seen.
They just
seen.
Took two photos and cut them in half?
But not even half. They three-quarters each guy. This is you know how I like symmetry, and I'm kind of getting away from symmetry.
Are you?
Notice the set.
In your old age?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But, I mean, with the fight poster, you cannot have a three-quarter on one side and a three-quarter on the other side. But luckily, Boss Logic fixed this shit for us, and he put his version out of McGregor versus Cowboy. He's got two of them.
That's better than the first one.
Either of these are fucking on
awesome.
Point.
That's badass. Whoa, why is the UFC not hiring this guy? Those are both badass posters.
I know, both of those are 100 times better than this horseshit. Like, I could probably make you a better one than that. And I don't do Photoshop. Maybe photos. I will make one better. But that is probably the worst poster I've fucking ever seen the UFC put out. Ever.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I like that one with the hat, though.
Yeah, I think that's cool. Classic because it's... You know what you're getting. I mean, it would have been maybe even better if you did what Cerrone posted on his Instagram that one time with the bottle of the Budweiser mm-hmm. next to the bottle of the Proper 12. Mm-hmm. But
that was dope.
Yeah. And then this weekend, UFC, you've got Frankie Edgar versus Korean Zombie. And then a bunch of people, I don't know who the fuck they are.
Yeah.
This is what you go when you go 600 deep on a fucking roster, right?
Yep. Like, there's a couple. Plus card?
Yeah, one of the two. I don't remember if it's ESPN Plus or just straight up ESPN. I think Ozdemir is on there too, and I forgot who else is notable, but not a great card. And then Bellator, Friday night, Honolulu, Hawaii.
Yeah.
They're actually running two. They're running one on Friday and one on Saturday.
They love doing that.
Fucking Josh Barnett in Bellator's. He's fighting Hani Marks. So that should be interesting. And then another one where you're like, okay, who else is on this card? Okay, I know no one. No one. It's a little thin. MMA is getting deep.
Yeah. It's the end of the year. They got to get those fights in.
Weird, right? What else do I have here? You got any other canoes?
No.
I'm good. Felt like I missed something here.
Maybe.
Scanning. Posters. Recording. Oh, yeah. Brett Akimoto tweeted this one out. He said, ask and you shall receive. So they're going to do that Rosenstruck versus Francis Ngannou fight.
Oh.
Yeah. Because Rosenstruck asked for that fight, and they said, you know what? We're going to make it. They're looking at UFC Fight Night, March 28th in Columbus. It's a fight that Rosenstruck wanted. He's coming off a 4-0 run in 2019. Like, man, that is a tough fight, and good for him. Like,
if you want to step up,
you want to call out a guy, yeah, to go from like Overeem, who, fuck it, come on, man, to Ngannou, good luck.
We're gonna find out what he's made of.
Yeah, so I mean, that's a hell of a call out. If you can deliver, good for you. And then the fight I'm probably most excited for, and surprise again, one of these fights where you're like, are you still alive? What's going on? Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, February 15th, 2020, Hector Lombard versus Joe Riggs.
Whoa, Lombard and Bare Knuckle Fighting? That's crazy.
What weight class are we fighting? Because I remember Joe Riggs used to be like 260.
Yeah.
He might have been 270. You know what? He might have been 370. I'm not quite sure. He might have played rugby.
470. He was super fast.
Right. And then he was down to like 140 or something crazy, yeah. But... man, he should probably stop fighting. And then Hector Lombard, I can't even remember the last fight.
170, 180, 205.
Yeah, wasn't he 185, 170? He's been bouncing all over. Yeah. But the great thing about Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, you could do all the steroids you want, like that fucking actor in Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
That guy is so steroided up, he looks like Luke Rockhold. Hopefully I remember to post said picture. And maybe that's why we didn't like him on the show this year.
Yeah, maybe. Because he was too roided up.
He didn't have many speaking parts. Did you notice that too?
Yes.
He was kind of pushed out compared to all the other
They're
actors.
Probably like, you got too big.
It doesn't make sense. You can't be this bitch. You can't play the bitch role being all jacked.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. You got anything?
I don't.
I forgot. I asked you twice.
I have my mountains.
What mountain is that? Is that Hawaii's?
I don't know. Looks like Hawaii. Some kind of mountain. I liked it, so I used it as my desktop.
Nice. It's
peaceful.
I don't like Microsoft. They randomly change my... Like, every time I log in, it's a different fucking... I like to just pick one and ride
it
out.
So it's like home, you know?
Yeah.
Feels
Maybe I need to post my own there. There I could go. Probably do that.
Yeah, you can.
It's a lot of work.
I think you could. I think you put your. I think
you probably your, a set page to this.
There's one checkbox that says don't change background.
Yeah, it's probably a lot of work.
Difficult.
Let's move right along. Let's do a little ass and nuts.
Yeah.
Trying. Going. Jared Christensen's ass. UFC 245 card ended at 2 a.m. on the East Coast. Yeah, think about that shit. Mm. Should the UFC revisit a new main event start time? I can't even imagine like having people over and then it's 2 a.m. Are you kidding me? Like half of my crew is going to pass the fuck out.
Go home.
One of my crew always passes out.
Yes.
Even at the midnight. We used to get midnight finishes, but... Well, what's that about? Why don't they? They did that for a while. Remember, they tried the 8 a.m. Central Time start,
yeah.
And that was pleasant. Yes. Why can't we get an hour earlier here? Because think about like, who are we serving to? I feel like they should be serving to Central Time Zone because then it's what? It's still 2 hours.
Yeah.
West.
1 hour east.
Yeah.
Can't really split the difference.
Just do an 8 o'clock start for us, because then it would be 6 o'clock. West Coast, but then what time do the prelims start?
I don't know. 4 hours beforehand?
But who gives a fuck? Because it's a Saturday. Everyone's free.
Yeah.
Just started earlier. I don't know why. Well, it's the UFC. They're so rigid. Well, it's Dana White, right? He's so
maybe they
should
put it on the 30s instead of on the hour. 7:30 start time.
That's fine. Please. Ah. Just a little earlier. That's
basketball
all
and stuff starts at that hour.
Right.
You know?
Hockey starts at 6.
Yeah.
Because it's a 3-hour fucking game, so yes, please move it up. Then Rodrigo Machado, let's close it out. Both it's back. Time. Pound sign, nuts roll. Pound sign, Matt Rave Chain. Pound sign, Eagle Sugar Daddy. Pound sign, it's back. I better take a sip before we get into this. This is a long one.
Thought I was out, but I'm not.
Still trying to figure out what type of guy Tony Ferguson is. And I came up with some more theories. I appreciate the thumbs up, middle, and down response. Tony Ferguson is the type of guy to interrupt his kids' first words.
I like it.
Tony Ferguson is the type of guy to scream, "It's Tony time!" when he orgasms.
I like it.
Good. Tony Ferguson is the type of guy to interrupt people and say, "Don't be rude." Confused. Tony Ferguson is the type of guy who sleeps with his eyes open just so he can watch himself sleep. Tony Ferguson is the type of guy to whisper, "Stay awake," while choking you out.
Thumbs up.
Good. Good work. I like this.
You're back. I like it.
You're good 65% on that one, if not higher. Would you rather be able to acquire a new skill as you free wish, hang on. I didn't pre-read this. Would you rather be able to acquire a new skill as you wish, okay, but at the expense of losing a wonderful memory of your life, or be able to remember a wonderful memory of your life that gives you hope when you need, but lose the ability to do a skill that you're good at?
I'll keep the skills.
I agree.
I can always make more memories.
That's right. I can't process what's going on.
I can write down memories. Take pictures of those memories.
Right.
Whack off the memories.
As an MMA fighter, would you rather have incredible speed or incredible power?
I will take the speed.
Yeah. If you have the speed, you're going to land a lot of shit. And then it's not always the power. It's you hit someone when they're not expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
Ember Mutt's Zombie Show, episode number 2, Hope, part number 4.
Ooh, we're back. Okay.
Any adjust?
Lots of sipping action.
Yeah, that's what I do. You're like a fucking, you might as well be on the ESPN broadcast. I didn't even mention the fucking sport code over here, this fucking guy.
I had something else happening
He's
before this.
He's doing business,
I came in from the other thing.
That's
and
right. We might as well be in the fucking Hawks broadcasting booth right now.
Hey, it's all good.
Yeah.
I can don't have my Don Cherry coat, though.
Yeah. Like,
that's next.
Fucking gang it up to the 10th degree. And good for him.
Yeah.
I think he got fired. But anyway. Whatever. The battle begins between Matt Hughes versus Matt Griffiths. It's about to begin. Matt Hughes comes to the top of a train octagon to Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. While Matt Griffiths comes out to Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard.
I like it.
With a t-shirt that says, I own the business, and your ass is my business. Okay.
Okay. Or I'm afraid if it said, like, slippery when wet.
Yeah, like, this is some kind of gay porn. Right, slippery when wet, like a little Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's kind of funny.
They fight. And Hughes is suplexing Matt all over the place. Ah, I don't like this. I feel like Nate Diaz and Rory McDonald right now.
Yes, I feel like it would never happen. He's way too small.
Yeah, you need fucking suplexing me. Especially a zombie. He might be a little. Does he have zombie strength, like retard strength?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Zombies don't have strength, I think. They're slow and fragile.
Yeah. Ingo gives Matt advice over the corner by saying, kick his ass! That's what motivates me. I don't need technical. I need cock and balls. Motivated by the excellent advice, Matt just starts throwing bombs on Hughes and destroying him with ground and pound. Hughes is defeated and will be sent to a prison camp.
As a zombie.
To repent for his mistakes.
Okay, great.
While Matt wins a BMF belt and gets to sleep with Gina Carano.
Ooh.
Which was in jail at Hughes' camp.
Okay.
When it's over, Ingo approaches Matt and asks, how you feeling, brother? With him putting his sunglasses on and lighting a Cuban cigar, answers, I'm rock hard with emotion. Okay. Cut to black by playing Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. The episode ends with a cliffhanger showing in the distance a smoking hot woman. And I mean, a smoking hot woman. Sing of the Throne. End of episode 2, more to come. I feel like that throne is like a throne.
Okay, so after Christmas, we'll get some updates.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I wrote a question. I don't know. Here we go. So if Matt Hughes had sex with a bunch of men, one after another, is that running a train on him?
I don't know.
I don't know. There's something funny about running a train on Matt Hughes.
Over him?
Yeah.
He got hit by a train twice.
One runs him over, one runs in him? I don't
through
know.
Him.
Through him, right. Okay.
We're going to hell.
I don't get out much. I saw him at the, I didn't see him personally, but he was on the pay-per-view or something. He was sitting in between, like he was on one side. He's got a really good smile now.
Are they? Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, there were some celebrities at this last one. John Mayer posted from the fucking. He was like Instagramming that he was like really close.
And after the event, him and Max Holloway were talking about doing some kind of collaboration on the song.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is going on? Why is Max Holloway collaborating on business with John Mayer?
He's got that cool Instagram show called Current Mood every Sunday.
John Mayer?
Yeah, it's pretty fun to watch. He has some weird stars on, and then he has this cool little Atari thing where he hits, like, different sounds. It's really entertaining. Okay. You should check it out.
This is on his Instagram?
Yeah, it's called Current Mood.
Okay, cool.
IGTV. He has cool stars on all the time, and it's, like, some weird show that's produced but not produced, and he's actually pretty funny. So I can see why he's successful.
I remember him on the Dave Chappelle show once.
Yeah?
Like, way back then.
It was funny,
he's, like,
man.
Playing a guitar, just fucking jamming out with, you know. Good for him. I like that. Mm-hmm. Fuck, Marry, Kill, Celebrity Edition number 70. Okay. Adult Avengers number 6.
Wow.
Let's start with a little AJ Applegate.
Oh, my Lord. It's a big booty. These are porn stars?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't tell? That doesn't look like your average housewife.
No.
Brooklyn Chase.
Damn. She looks like a girl next door kind of.
Yeah,
thing.
Those be fake as shit.
Yeah, nice pants though.
And then Maddie O'Reilly. Yeah. Dead.
I think I'll have to kill the last one.
Dead. Last one. Dead.
I'm gonna marry the one in the middle and the first one.
And I'm gonna marry that first one, and then fuck that one. second one.
I like the pants.
Yeah.
Those are festive those pants, man.
So Christmas pants.
Christmassy pants.
Yeah, Knowledges.
Knowledge. Let me think.
What did we just watch? We were just talking about The Watchmen.
Like, the series.
How great was
it? I think
that?
If you haven't watched this, now that we've seen, it's weird they only did 9 episodes. It's kind of strange. Usually there's even numbers, right? Strange. I can respect it, doing something different.
I still want to fucking, my problem with all these shows is I want to be able to just fucking stream it all at once. I think Netflix is just, I don't know what the word is, but.
Ruined?
Yeah. The experience on all the other platforms, right? Because you can just fucking, you can go through a 3-hour binge of whatever. And same thing with Disney Plus, like The Mandalorian. That's good. It's not great. I'd say if I got to choose between Watchmen and Mandalorian, I'm going Watchmen. Mm. And I think that last episode was fucking.
It's really good.
I watched it twice. It was so good.
Yeah.
I don't normally watch things twice.
Solid show. So I highly recommend it. And then the comic, you know, you don't need to read the comic, but I think in the interim, maybe you should go back and read that again because it kind of brings back some backstory. They weave it all in. It's good stuff. You got any knowledge?
Yeah, I got something, but
he's always got videos. I can't wait to see what the fuck this is gonna be.
I'm gonna get this all ready. Look at me. I'm so in. So let's see what happens here.
Are they fighting?
There's a guy and another guy. It's like, you want me to kick you in the...
Oof!
This guy's got a shirt that says, kick me in the nuts. Another guy just kicked him in the nuts. Squaw!
Is he wearing a cup?
I would hope so. This guy didn't act like he was... Man. He's got to be wearing a cup. Unless he's one of those karate guys, remember? Where they just
with
fucking,
the balls of steel?
Yeah. They just go to town on each other?
Can you train your balls not to feel pain? Maybe they just go numb after a while.
Maybe they don't have any. Is that a possibility?
To remove your balls?
Yeah.
Probably.
You could just keep taking... I wonder... You could probably just keep taking testosterone shots if you didn't have any balls. Because taking testosterone shots just kills your balls anyway.
Huh. But they're still there.
They're there. But they're going to be like this big. You know what a pee looks like?
Yeah.
It's slightly bigger. Okay. It's not that small. But I'm just saying.
Like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? That'd be so weird. That's crazy.
Think about it like a big grape, I'll say.
Okay. That's tiny.
Compared to a plub.
That's a huge difference.
It's a big difference. It's 100% smaller.
100% smaller. Okay.
I'm just saying. But it doesn't matter. And then they just don't hang as low like they used to.
I have noticed.
There'd be times like it'd be super hot and like your fucking balls would be down to your knees. You're like, what the fuck is going on? Are we regulating or are we regulating? Regulators! Let's roll out!
It's called old
like
age.
You're the young guns.
Yeah. I feel like as I'm into my early to mid-40s,
yeah.
I need to wear compression shorts when I do anything running related. My balls are just swinging in the wind. It's painful, you know?
Chucking and jiving.
Pull those things in tight.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. You're doing works.
Right.
Works. So, Merry Christmas to all.
Merry
to
Christmas.
All good
hope you all get whatever you wanted and you give gifts to people that you...
We'll be back before New Year's, right? We're doing a...
Yeah.
1229
show, so you'll probably see it on 1230-ish,
yep.
Something like that, right before the new year.
Yeah. We will be off doing smoke and mirrors type stuff somewhere.
Yeah, Christmassy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, ho, ho, ho and shit. I turn into Santa Claus for 3 days. And, have little kids sit on my lap.
That's a very rapey laugh right there.
Yeah.
Gary. All right, shut down.
All right. Bye-bye.
You're all done. Thanks for playing.